Aleph Tevis. Well, in Siman Lamed Gimel Hazain, finishing the whole Siman. Here we go. Halacha Zain. It goes to Halacha Yudalat, and then we're going to start here. Hashem. So here we go. The Kitzel teaches us that a person should be careful from anything that causes danger. In fact, the article quotes a famous Tshuva from Amish about the health concerns that cigarettes cause. And really, it applies to anything that a person knows medically, or as we'll see, even spiritually, that the person should avoid. Why is that? And we're more machmir, kisakanta chamira. That means things that are dangerous in halach is actually treated more strict than something that's forbidden. And that's what the Kitzur teaches us, an amazing chiddush. Now, a person, therefore, based on this, should not go outside to any place where it's a makom sakana, for example, where there's a building or a wall that's about to fall, or there's a bridge that's weak. A person should not go out individually at night. So this is actually based on the Gemara Masechet Pesachim, which really is concerned more of a spiritual things, spirits and stuff like that. And there's much less of a concern today in halacha for this, especially if there's lights outside the place can bring down. Similar to this is not to sleep in a room at night alone. So this also, some people rely on the moon, the light from the moon. Some people rely just on the regular light. There's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah that discusses if there's a shayla of yichud, the choice between being in a state of yichud, if there's another room, if there's a lady that's sitting in the other room, and they're sharing basically an apartment of some sort, what's better? And in fact, he says it's better to close the door and shemel mitzvah davara. But interesting point observation. In any case, he also says the Kitzur teaches us not to drink from water from the rivers at night. This is a concern also that who knows what's going to be in the water and you can't see. To place also your mouth on what's called a kiluach ha-mayim, a stream of water, in order to drink it also, we're worried because maybe a person will swallow harmful stuff. So of course the things today are filtered, etc. You don't have to be so concerned. The next halacha is also something that we almost never hear that anyone has this custom, and that is a concept of tkufa. We know that the year, the solar system, the solar year cycle is based on tkufa seasons, and it says that when the specific season changes, meaning arrives, it's called the tkufa. So there's certain harmful things that could that come to foods and drinks. So in order to so to speak. And we don't know exactly how this works, but to protect the food and drink, we place metal on the foods and drinks. So, like I said, this is something that we don't even understand, as far as I know. And most are not concerned with this. And especially if it's cooked or pickled, then you don't have to worry about these things or salted. We always see interesting that salt is somehow a protective secret. We see this from Elisha HaNavi in Malachim Beis, all the different stories. Anyway, next, a person should not eat food. Liquids that are disgusting. Now, this really is based on the country and the locality that you're in. So, if something is disgusting by most people and by the person himself, it's not. So, the halacha is that he still has to be batel daitzer sil kol adam. Person should not eat with his hands that are dirty. We discussed this concept of eating with your fingers. All this is based on the pasuk al teshaktus nafshu, don't make your souls abominable. And even if a person said, like we said, that he's not disgusted by it, but you have to sometimes know that you have to act according to the custom of where you are. An animal or a bird that is what's called mesukan. Halacha is that if they're shechted before they die, they are permitted to be eaten, but nevertheless, those that are more stringent will avoid it. The next halacha is something that is extremely common, and that is cutting down fruit trees. I get to share this all the time. The kitzur makes it quite simple. It has to be producing a certain amount of olives or whatever the fruit tree is producing. It's actually around about 2 liter bottle, imagine, of fruits per tree, depending also on the fruits. The mice, the most common shaylas that we have today is these apples and cherries and types of trees that are not even edible. And nevertheless, that are those that are machmir. Why is that? The whole source is a gemara. Sorry about that. Anyway, most of the shaylas today, the reason why they're so concerned is because the Gemara in Bava Kamma says it's a sakana, it was a danger. Someone someone's son Shivchas died an early death because his father had cut down a fig tree prematurely. So that's why people are more concerned. So therefore, the halacha is to be careful to ask a shayla. Usually, if it's not edible fruits, or as the kitzur says, if it's close to another tree and it's causing damage, or a person needs a place in order to, let's say, expand his house. Not necessarily does that mean the person just wants more space in his backyard, or the tree itself is more valuable as using as fuel of wood, then you're allowed to cut it. There's another etzah to sell it to a non-Jew, and that's usually what's done when there's a concern in halacha what to do. Someone that has intestinal problems, the stomach problems, there's a way of healing by using, by putting a very hot, we know today people do this all the time, they use it's called a hot bottle, water hot bottle to help with the stomach. The halacha is you're not allowed to do so unless it's covered. Kitzur are speaking about when it wasn't covered, so therefore it's dangerous because the water, the boiling water can scorch the person's flesh. A person is not allowed to go through a river, and this is a very interesting shaila. Not supposed to go through a river that's running water very swiftly if the water is above the hips. This could be an interesting shaila by water rafting and everything else, that the water can't be too high. A person is not allowed to say words of what's called pul anyos on another Jew, meaning to say, even to say things like, if a person was alive, he would be here, implying that that maybe he's dead. All these different types of, we're so very careful with words. It's called bris kusalas fasai, that there's a covenant made with the lips. The power of lips can actually change the actual course of nature and a person's destiny simply by words. Person should not also scare children with a double tongue, something that's a non-kosher animal, like a dog or a cat, etc., will be eaten by him, chas v'shalom. All these types of things, the person should be so careful with his words. Chazal say, lo ilam aliftach adam piv la satan. And how amazing to end off Chanukah, Zois Chanukah, the power of words, ala nisim, tefillahs, and everything else that we do throughout Chanukah. Have a beautiful Chanukah.